Chapter 4. With Grandma's recent episode, Reese ended up switching shifts with her mom and worked evenings for the next couple days. Grandma seemed to do better in the morning, and as the day wore on and she got tired, she had a harder time remembering things. The bright spot in the change was working alongside Clark at the candy counter. As things wound down, he started chatting, and Reese loved the glimpses he offered into his life.
It started out as a landscape and then evolved into this Art Deco piece. My teacher says it reminds him of a Chicago World Fair poster he saw once. He thinks it has a good chance of selling at the show. Can you imagine me selling something I painted?
I bet it's awesome.
I think I've finally found my voice. All this time I've been doing assignments and painting in others' styles to learn technique, but this piece is the first one I really let myself explore what's inside of me.
He scrunched up his lips.
Do you ever feel that? Like what you're putting out there is an extension of yourself?
Reese nodded, remembering the semester she spent learning how to make showpieces when she was in school. She would spend hours in the lab without noticing time had gone by. I have.
It's zen, said Clark.
Reese agreed, but Clark's reverent look made her laugh. You're so dramatic.
I can't help it. It's the artist in me.
By closing time at Kenworth's on Thursday night, the display case was nearly empty, and Clark's eyes were bloodshot. Were you up late texting Marcy again? Reese asked.
I wish.
Clark rubbed his eyes with the heels of his hands.
Applications for scholarships are due before Christmas break, and I've been staying up to write essays and fill out forms.
I'll do chocolate if you'll do hard candy, Reese offered. Clark's shoulders dropped in relief.
Thanks.
Reese and Clark went to the storage room, where the candy counter had a walk-in closet to keep their stock. Reese used her key to unlock the door, and Clark stepped inside to pull out the flatbed dolly. They spent a few minutes selecting the candy they needed. The chocolates were stored in airtight containers on the upper shelves, while the hard candies were in 5-gallon buckets on the lower shelves. For the 7th time that day, Reese wondered if she should call Andy. No bright ideas as to how to...